One of my many favorites in terms of the Calvin and Hobbes comic strip was when Calvin was trying to convince his father to give him a dollar for every D he got, $2 for every C, $5 for every B, and $10 for every A. And his father said no. And Calvin turns to Hobbes and says, "Darn it, I was hoping that would be a way to get $4. Now, what's interesting is when I was in school, that was kind of the beginning of let's reward you monetarily for grades. And I remember that day when I went to my father and said, you know, some of my friends, they get money for their grades. You know, if they get good grades, B's and A's and so forth. And my father would have none of that. He just simply said, well, that's nice for them. You're going to get A's because you can. There's not going to be any reward for it. That's what I expect of you. Now, it's interesting because today's gospel gives us an image sometimes that we think if we make a little tiny sacrifice, we've in fact done something really magnificent and really tremendous. But the reality is, at the base level, well, being kind to others, that's just being a good human being. Helping those in need, same thing. The real challenge is to develop a relationship with God that challenges us to go above and beyond what our faith demands. That is not to say that we become, let's say, holier than thou, or sometimes you'll see people say, well, you know, you're holier than the church or whatever in what we do. But it does mean that we have to think carefully about the quality of our relationship with Jesus. And we have to think carefully about what that relationship with Jesus demands of us in terms of being members of the church, his church. Today, let us ask the Lord to help us to keep all things in perspective, doing what we know we should, and being open to his grace to do those things our faith demands.